Live.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control at 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We do it until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and we're here 6 nights a week, so be sure you join us every single moment. We do it Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 Eastern at night, and also the Saturday show, which is live as well from 7 until 10 o'clock Eastern. So, and don't forget, freetalklive.com. We've got the update section there. You just sign up. It's real quick. It's easy. Whenever we want to update you about the show, whether there's some sort of news item, whether it be a new affiliate or something like that, we'll send it straight to your email box if you're a member of the updates list.
It's how I find about out about everything that goes on at Free Talk Live.
And so far, there are hundreds of people that are. FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, log on to freestateproject.org or call them at 1-888-532-4604. That's toll-free. Or freestateproject.org.
You said log on, and I rewrote that spot specifically so you wouldn't say log on.
I'm not reading it. I'm just looking at the facts.
800-259-9231. We got calls rolling in. We're going to go right to them here. Let's go to back to Mark in New York. Now, Mark, you were explaining, let me make sure I understand this. You're explaining to us that there's something in the United States Code that is calling for the repeal of the U.S. military?
Just getting rid of it. Let me just hear his. Let me just continue real quickly. And this is what it says. It says, what you need to know is that your armed forces are being eliminated and relinquished from national control, which in turn wipes out our sovereignty as a nation. In two stages, we will have no more army, no more navy, no more air force. In the third stage, we will have a zero military. Before stage one closes, all citizen-owned guns are to be banned. This is entitled 22 U.S. Code Section 2571. Everybody look it up.
And it's
these
from the 60s?
Guys are tyrants. Our especially Schumer is my representative, and Clinton.
Well, if they ban the military, who are they going to use to take everybody's guns?
It's going to be the World Army.
Which World Army is that?
That's what they have now. They're building the World Army, which is comprised of like the UN and NATO and all these maniacs.
Well, why are they waiting so long? Why does everybody have to keep re-signing this? Why didn't they just do it in 1962 or whatever it was?
Because it'll definitely be a revolution. I mean, in 2 seconds, first of all.
Well, and if that's the case, then isn't this a moot point? If that's what would cause
us.
A revolution, then they're going to wait forever, right?
Yes, but you know that they're trying to control us in every which way that they can.
I agree with that entirely. Totally.
By holding us down, by getting us in debt.
And they're successful at that. They obviously haven't been successful at this one, so I don't really know it's interesting and everything, but they're not doing anything with it, Mark.
I understand, but it is a thing that can be done. It is in the U.S. Code, which is the law of the land. And I think we should, I think everybody should look this up. Maybe read into it.
You're not going to like this, Mark, but I kind of like the idea of getting rid of the military.
Getting rid of the military?
Yeah,
I don't. I would like to just bring them home.
Yeah,
No, that's another thing. I went to the march. I did not march. I went to the march. I brought my tapes and stuff, as usual when I go to these things. You know what it was? The Workers' Party, which are these communists.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
I mean, I was there, no problem, and I was, during the 60s, I was out there, I closed my school in 1972, I closed the school on a strike. So, I know about these things, and how to do these things.
I'm all for defense, Mark. I just don't like the idea of having a standing military, because it seems like a standing military means that people like George Bush are going to use them in ways that they're not supposed to be used. It's kind of like having that big red button for someone to push. You're not supposed to push that button.
Don't push that button.
But what politician can withhold the urge from pushing the button and sending the military wherever the hell they want to around the world, Mark? We got to run. Good call. Interesting points. And call us again sometime, okay? 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Peter in Santa Cruz. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Oh, hi. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I was originally a Londoner. I moved over here about 20 years ago.
Really?
We'd never have guessed, Peter.
Absolutely.
Santa Cruz is my favorite place on the planet.
Well, you know, it's mine too, and I'd like to get back, and I will do one day, but for the moment, I love Santa Cruz, so that's kind of fine. But it seems to me that America has the kind of the highest ratio of death by gun for any other country.
Absolutely.
What is it going to take for Americans to realize that guns are simply dangerous?
I think Americans realize that guns are dangerous. I mean, who doesn't realize that a damn gun is dangerous?
Well, I think.
But why do so many people have them then?
Well, part of the problem is, and certainly one can compare it to Britain. I'm not saying that this is entirely the problem. Part of the problem is that we're, you know, pioneers, and we sort of have that pioneer attitude still. But
yeah,
the
that
other
was
part
the 1860s, surely.
What's that?
That was the 1860s.
Yeah, right. Well,
California
sorry, still lives on. Go to Texas and watch those people for a minute. They're crazy about their state. They love it. And secondly, the drug war propagates a lot of gun deaths.
That's a great point, man.
If it wasn't prosecuted the way it's prosecuted in this country, we wouldn't have the deaths the way we have them. You know, there's so much violence that happens by guns in this country.
Yeah, but surely, I mean, you can't pin it on the drug wars because if
I can pin 75% of the crime.
Violent crime.
75% of violent crime, I believe, is
okay. But do you really think that if people didn't have guns, then the illegal society would take the guns and use them anyway?
Absolutely.
Of course they would.
Well, in which case we have a legal system to stop that from happening.
No, it doesn't stop it, though, Peter. These are criminals. These are thugs. They'll do whatever
the legal system
takes.
Stopping crime right now?
Yeah, but I remember hearing a statistic which kind of frightened me 10 years ago and said that 80% of all money in circulation is there because of drug deals.
Well, I don't know
what's
about that.
Is that horrendous?
It
may mean that 80% of the money has filtered through a drug deal, but not there because of drug deals. The money that's in circulation is there because the Fed printed it and put it that
I know, but the main usage of it. When I first came over here back in '86, I used to carry a couple of $1,000 bills in my wallet in case I got stuck somewhere, and it was credit cards were in common usage, but not that common usage.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a couple of $1,000 bills in my wallet just in case.
Where'd you get a $1,000 bill?
They used to have them, man.
They used to have them. Going back around 10 years ago, they had them.
Hmm.
But they took them out of circulation because the drug guys were using them to transact deals.
Right. Now they just use hundreds. It's done nothing. It's just made it a little more inconvenient for them.
Yeah, but the point being is that the more we close down society and open up other avenues, the more the average person suffers, doesn't realize it because they think of it as being progress and they think of it as being protecting the nation and the whole thing goes to hell in the meanwhile.
Wait, did you just agree with us that the more we close down avenues, the more... Can you repeat that?
Yes. The more the avenues are closed down, the worse things become for the individual. However, I'll add a codicil to that. Gun carrying is not the way to promote society. Gun carrying is not the way to promote any thinking person. I was unfortunate enough to have a gun in my house about 10 years ago when my wife's father died. He left a gun in his estate. We had a gun in the house. We had a gun in the house for 4 weeks, and whilst the gun was in the house, the very presence of it concerned me because it's simply a vehicle of destruction.
Only in the wrong hands. I mean, otherwise it's a vehicle of self-protection, Peter.
No, they're really on their right hands for such a thing as a weapon.
I disagree with that, Peter. Have you ever fired a gun?
Oh, absolutely. I went to a school where we had an armory of 600 rifles, and I became a marksman at the age of 15.
Well, then I take offense to that, because, I mean, if you fired a gun, I've fired a gun, and I believe there are certainly people who have the responsibility in order to handle firearms.
But have you ever fired a gun in anger?
No. Oh, hell no.
There we go, then. A lot
you
of
shouldn't be doing that.
But a lot of people out there would appear to be able and very capable of doing so.
Well, Peter,
absolutely.
The reality of it is you're never going to be able to stop it. It doesn't matter how many laws you pass, and it sounds like you're...
like somebody just
crazy
came in
house.
Your house.
You must have my dog, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Really?
Absolutely.
Sounds like a man, didn't it?
I
like
get
a ghost.
Too now and again. But the point thing is...
Peter, you got 10 seconds.
If you don't have a gun and you point your finger at someone, and go bang, they don't fall down and die.
And then they pull out a knife and throw it into your chest. Peter, Peter, call us again sometime, man. Good call, and we look forward to it again. 1-800-259-9231. It is your show. You take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Great call.
Dot diabetics worldwide are experiencing tremendous success in lowering blood sugar and blood pressure. Attention diabetics and health-conscious Americans. Your body is starving for nutrients. And now there's an exciting new scientific breakthrough making inorganic vitamins and minerals obsolete. Food Matrix technology is breakthrough science, achieving dramatic results for thousands of people. 100% money-back guarantee. Food Matrix will help improve your health, especially diabetics. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org. The U.S. 9th District Court ruled that Food Matrix is better for maintaining vibrant health than our present inorganic vitamin and mineral supplements. The Nobel Prize-winning science of Food Matrix has created an organic formula providing you the vital nutrients you need. Diabetics worldwide are experiencing lower blood sugar and blood pressure, but it's not just for diabetics. Young and old can experience the power of organic Food Matrix supplements. 100% money-back guarantee. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the re-emergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control. Hijack the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And don't forget, freetalklive.com. We have archives. Six of them. Last 6 days' worth of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no membership fee. There's no section that you have to join. It's all access. Everybody who goes to freetalklive.com has access to the archives on the house. 1-800-259-9231. So we've been going through this email here bit by bit, and again, we keep getting sidetracked by callers, and that's okay. That's how the show goes. And it's been a great show so far. Great calls, very
Absolutely.
Interesting information from everybody, and again, you can take control, 800-259-9231. The email that started all this was from Matthew from Britain, and actually our last caller was originally from Britain as well, so I'm sure he agrees with a lot of the things that Matthew has to say here about guns.
Well, perhaps, I mean, it appeared that way, but I mean, I wouldn't say that because he's from Britain means that he agrees, but he does appear as though he agrees.
Well, I mean,
and certainly if one can understand why British people have a difficult time understanding the American psyche. They're not from here.
Well, yeah, exactly right. A consequence of the right for Americans, back to this email here, a consequence of the right for Americans to bear arms is the recent school shooting. Now, we disagree. I believe that the consequence, these school shootings, is a consequence of gun control. The fact that guns are controlled is why we have school shootings. Mm-hmm. Maybe that particular individual would have chosen to do something else had he not had access to a gun. Well, he got himself the access to the gun. He didn't just have a gun in his room. He killed his grandparents and took his grandfather's revolver, or whatever it was that he had, service pistol. The incident itself doesn't necessarily require the immediate banning of all handguns, but surely, I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you, Matthew? But surely better measures are required to ensure that guns don't fall into the wrong hands. What else? What do you want to do, Matthew?
What new measure are we going to implement? Because all the measures seem to do is make sure that the people that should have guns don't have them, and people that shouldn't do. And, you know, at
That's
the same
how it
time.
Always will be. The more
the
laws...
people that shouldn't are going to have the guns, no matter what.
Sure.
And all you can do is make the people that should free to have theirs.
I live in Nottingham, England, currently considered the gun crime capital of the UK. If anyone here could carry a weapon, I suspect in the current climate, it would be dangerous to walk through the streets in certain parts of the town for risk of being caught in the crossfire. But maybe that's a consequence of our sudden freedom. Didn't you just reveal, Matthew, here what the problem is? Let's read it again. I live in Nottingham, England, currently considered to be the gun crime capital of the UK. If anyone here could carry a weapon, meaning it's against the law to carry a handgun in the United Kingdom. It's against the law in Nottingham to carry a handgun. He just said it. If anyone here could carry a weapon, here's what I think would happen. I think there'd be crossfire in the streets. But he already admitted that it's the gun crime capital of the UK. Why is it the gun crime capital if
because
guns are controlled?
Because people are carrying guns.
Because the bad guys are carrying guns.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you, I mean, it's an old cliche, but it's true. If you outlaw guns, then only the outlaws will have guns. Because those are the people who are always willing to break the law. Those are the people who know the law inside and out. They know the loopholes. They know the people that they need to contact to get a hold of the guns. They're in the underground. They have the connections. And if they don't have the connections, they'll ask some of their friends for their connections. It's not that difficult. It's not difficult to... Look, Michael. I mean, Matthew. Have you ever smoked marijuana before? You ever done any illicit drugs? Anything that's illegal? Was it real hard to get your hands on that marijuana? Was it real difficult? That's illegal, isn't it? Isn't there billions of dollars being spent trying to keep people away from marijuana? It doesn't matter if you make something illegal. Ban a book. What happens to the book, Manwich?
That people want to read it.
More people than ever before.
Hey, Matthew, think about the Sex Pistols and the God Save the Queen album. I mean, they banned the album and EMI's hadn't sold that many records. And I don't know. It broke some kind of record.
Yeah.
And it wasn't getting played anywhere.
That's the best thing you could do for publicity. Mm-hmm. Please, ban Free Talk Live.
Please.
Government, please.
Please ban us.
Yeah. Oh, so you can't prohibit anything. It
and,
doesn't matter
know,
if it's
England's
guns
a
or
little
cigarettes.
Bitty island, and they can't keep the guns off of it.
Yeah.
America, you know, North America's a gigantic continent, and you want us to get rid of the guns? How?
Not possible. Not possible. Sorry, you're living in a fantasy land.
Now, first,
I mean, people accuse me of living in a fantasy
first
land.
First, eliminate the gun crime in England, the guns in England, and then we'll try it in America.
Yeah. There you go. And then we get to his second issue, healthcare. The problem with profiteering, as he calls it, in healthcare is that individuals become more concerned about profit than they do about the effect of the drug. Simply,
are they more concerned about profit than building of cars when it comes to car manufacture? Are they more concerned about profit than they they are about putting on a good roof
for
your roofer. Everybody's got a job.
The problem with these socialist ideas is they focus on profit. Profit's evil. You're making money off of this.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be helping people and you're making money? Well, what they don't understand is in the free market, you don't make money if you don't make people happy.
Right.
In healthcare,
who does the best job makes the most money.
You don't make money if you don't help people feel better. If you don't feel better, they're going to go home to their friends and family and say, oh, well, I went to Dr. Matthews' office, and he hurt me with his treatment. I paid him. He made a profit off of me, and I don't even feel better. What's going to happen? They're going to say, well, did you hear that he went to Dr. Matthews' office, and he ripped him off? And then
or have your patients keel over the next day.
Right, the word's going to spread around. Word's going to get out that your service sucks and your product stinks and people are going to stop buying your product and you're going to stop making profit.
And I'd like to make it clear, I do, during my day job, I do advertising. I don't do advertising for the purpose of making the biggest profit or anything like that. I do it because I love my business and I want to do the best job I possibly can for people. And that's how you make money. That's what happens. The money comes if you do the job well. And that's the way it's going to be for doctors. That's the way it is for nurses. That's the way it is for everybody.
Yes, there are people who game some systems. There are hucksters. There
Absolutely.
Are people who sell snake oil. That's fine. Let them do it. Because
yep.
it only lasts for a short time. Because then the word gets out as to who these people are.
And
the words on the scams get out. Everybody knows about the Nigerian email scam, and if you don't know about it, well, you're going to learn the hard way. And you will learn. Because if you don't, you'll get taken again. Scams will always be in existence.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how many government laws are passed. I mean, look at all the reams of laws that we have. The reams of them. And the scammers are still out there. The hucksters are still out there. You just have to... It's buyer beware, my friend. Let's go to Paul in Delaware. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
How you doing, bro?
Excellent. Well, hey, we're bros now. What's happening?
Nothing. This is kind of feeding into what I'm going to talk about. You were talking about people being scammed, and I got to tell you, there's many religions around the world, and everywhere you turn, if you were born in Iran, you'd probably be a Muslim and swear up and down on it. Now,
yep.
you know, it's, you know, wherever you go, everyone swears up and down, and some people are willing to burn themselves up for their religions, like the Buddhists.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But I was calling in about George Bush and Terry Schiavo. I wanted to...
By the way, we agree on that, Paul.
Yeah, most definitely. I do believe in God, of course, and I, you know, believe in the Creator, but as far as talking about scams.
But you only believe that because you were born into it, right, Paul? Hang on. We didn't give you much time, so we're going to make you hang on. 1-800-259... We'll ask you to hang on. 800-259-9231.
Libertarian show, we won't make you do anything.
That's right. 800-259-9231. You must stay on the phone. Take control of the show. Anything goes. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is the breeze with the Compost Twins Easy Turn Gear System. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Dozens of ladies sent their pictures in, and we put them up on the Shrine to show them off. Because we have female listeners on Free Talk Live, and that's the point of the Shrine. Check it out, freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Paul in Delaware. Paul, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify something before the break. As far as believing in God, I don't believe in beliefs. That's my philosophy. I think too.
So
many,
how can you have a belief in God?
Well, I don't believe. I don't believe in God. I know there's a God.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just, you know, anyone that has a brain that can look around and see the laws of the universe, they know there's some type of intelligence behind it. Now, I don't want to describe or think that I have the audacity to describe God as being someone with a long, you know, long beard and long hair and all this other stuff.
Okay.
But, yes, there's definitely something in control that's keeping these planets from slamming into each other. And,
well, you could argue it's gravity, but all right, sure.
Yeah, well, who created the laws? I mean, it has to be, you know, even life, everything. There's an intelligence behind it.
So you're not suggesting, you kind of are someone who believes in a greater force. You don't necessarily personify it in a single deity, per se.
Well, I'm just a dumb human on a little planet in the middle of a gigantic universe. I mean, how can I even think that I can describe God's, you know...
That's a fair perspective, Paul.
Yeah.
I agree with that perspective.
Yeah.
All right, what else is on your
okay.
mind?
Basically, George Bush. This guy, him and Karl Rove, has got to be rubbing their hands together right now because they, you know, perpetrate this guy on the news as, oh, Bush came back from important business to sign this thing off for Terri Schiavo because, you know, Superman. And then, of course, at the end of the day, you know, nothing has changed. But yet, again, it's going to be, oh, it's the liberals in Congress or whatever that, you know, is behind
that.
Even though the Republicans have both the House and the Senate, but you cannot get it through the thick skulls of these, you know, what you might want to call the moral majority or whoever.
What do the Republicans say when you show them that underneath George Bush's reign so far, that the size of government has increased, what was it, like 33% or something in the last 4 years?
Yeah,
what do they have to say to that? Oh, it's the liberals. Well, wait, you're in control.
That is a true point, but of course, most of the people who want to call themselves conservatives, they don't like to be confused with the facts. I mean,
that is the truth. I mean, that's the fact that we have a government, a Republican in power, is the reason that I left the party. You know, I kind of liked the party when it was the minority party, and and they got to talk about how they wanted a smaller government and all that stuff. They got in control, and they wanted to tell everybody what to do.
Isn't it kind of funny that, you know, here we are, we go off into two different wars without an act or a declaration by Congress, but, you know, and the president is in control of the whole thing, but he cannot, you know, take care of this one woman's issue in Florida. I mean, it's just anyone that's a thinking person can just see right through that this is nothing more than a Karl Rove setup, because, I mean, he hasn't had a chance to portray himself as this big Christian since the election. If you really look, you have not heard one thing about these big issues with the Christians, which was
gay rights and everything.
Yeah.
Well, the tapes came out, those secret recordings that came out, that he basically admitted on the tapes that he wasn't really ever going to really do anything against the gays. It was just all talk, all campaign talk. And, of course, now he's reelected. He doesn't have to do anything. I mean, he's there for another 3 years.
And I don't know who you think is going to be president next, but I don't know, man. They seem to be pushing this Arnold Schwarzenegger, and, you know, I've heard other people talking about it. But
Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. They're all going to be despots, and they're all going to be horrible presidents unless they're libertarians. Paul, this is your best call ever, man. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, I just want to put in a bet. I guarantee that it will not be Hillary Clinton or Giuliani.
Really?
I would put money on it.
Those are the ones I was picking.
No, it's nothing more. It's almost like the false alternative with the Kerry scenario. It's going to be someone else, but it's not going to be them two. They might be in the runnings, but it's just this false alternative once again. So when you don't get to, you know, your person like Hillary Clinton or whoever doesn't get in, you know, oh, shucks.
Right.
But anyway,
hey, Paul, before you go, I got to know, do we still suck?
No comment.
Paul, you're sick. You need to take two aspirin and rest. You're just not yourself tonight. All right, man, take it easy. 1-800-259-92. I don't know what I don't know what to do. He didn't insult us. He didn't he didn't belittle us.
Perhaps we're getting better.
I just am speechless. I don't know how to deal with this.
You know, he makes a great call every time he calls. That's my opinion. I mean, I think that people are enraptured listening to what he has to say every time, and I like it when he calls.
1-800-259-9231, and he didn't claim that he wasn't listening that time either. 1-800-259-9231. So, getting back to this email here from Matt in Great Britain. He says he's talking about health care now, and first he attacked the fact that people try to make profits on it, and we shut that one down. Now he says, simply look at the recent row over Seroxat, addicted. I don't know what that means. Row over Seroxat. Oh, Seroxat, the first billion-dollar drug. It's killing people. People are getting addicted. Pfizer keeps on selling the drug and making money. Regulation is essential. A problem in the British system is now the cost of treatment. Regulation is not essential, by the way. Self-regulation is voluntary regulation, and what I mean by that is organizations like Consumer Reports. If we didn't have the FDA, if tomorrow the FDA just disappeared, within a week's time there would be probably at least two or three different healthcare consumer testing organizations popping up. I mean, Consumer Reports probably already has, I know they already have a division that does that. There would probably be a few more medical journals that started publishing consumer level kind of buyer's guides and that sort of thing. And then you'd just be able to consult the experts yourself and find out what drugs are safe and what aren't. Period. You don't need the FDA.
I'd rather have that. Thanks.
Competition is the way to go on this. Not some ultra controlling board, the FDA. They set the rules. They know what's best. Why do they know? Because they've got three letters in their agency. Come on. Okay, he says, a problem in the British system is now the cost of treatment. Why is that? One individual may have upwards of £2 million spent on treatment when they have never contributed any money into the system. Should health care be withheld because they can't afford it in a private system? Is that humane? Well, first of all, if we had a non-government health care system, if the health care was truly existing in a free market, healthcare would be so affordable. It's really expensive now because government's involved. And as you made the point last night, man, which the reams of forms and paperwork that these doctors and their assistants have to, literally, they have to hire people to fill out paperwork.
Sure they do.
I mean, the costs are insane because of government regulation, which you say is essential, Matt. That's what brings the costs up. If it wasn't for that regulation, healthcare would be as cheap as hamburgers, basically. I mean, the competition would bring healthcare costs down so that virtually everyone would be able to afford it. For those that couldn't afford it, there are billions of dollars in charity in this country that are already given to charity. And if we lived in a free market, if we lived in a society where government was at minimum, like constitutional levels, everyone would have so much more money. They would have so much greater wealth that there would be multiple times the current amount, which I've heard is over $150 billion a year. Multiple times
giving.
That amount given in charitable donations because people would have more to give. And really, Matt, if you don't believe people are charitable, then that's just another reason why we don't need government, because we don't want scumbags in control. 1-800-259... and he says he enjoys the show. It always gets him thinking. And
thank
we're
you.
Glad, Matt. Thank you for listening. 1-800-259-9231. We got more coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics is literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diomedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control and bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich. Log on to Free Talk Live and check out the live streaming. We have
freetalklive.com. Manwich.
Excuse me.
There's a .com after that.
Okay.
Okay.
Try
again.
So bad at these internet things. We have live streaming there for either folks with broadband or with dial-up. Check it out. You can listen to us anywhere worldwide.
That's right, and people do. We get emails from all over the world. We read one from Tokyo earlier. We just finished one from London, as a matter of fact.
Got a call from Santa Cruz?
Well, from someone from Great Britain. Anyway, an international program, Free Talk Live is. And it's brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. And since we're talking about international people, the Free State Project's open to anybody. This is not just a United States thing. If you are in Borneo or wherever, and you don't like living in Sierra Leone or wherever it is that you live, and you want to, you think this is a good idea that everyone who believes in liberty and believes in freedom is going to move to the same place, be a part of it. Do whatever it takes. We have international members in the Free State Project, so keep that in mind, international people. FreeStateProject.org.
Now, how do they get approval to come to the United States?
Well, that's the tough part.
Okay.
That's the difficult part. You have to go through the bureaucracy if you want, or you know, you could just sneak in. Not that I'm advocating that, but you could.
Of course, you really wouldn't be able to vote.
No, but you could still go out and be active. I mean, you could still hold a sign at a protest or something like that.
That's true.
I mean, kids can't vote, but they can still help in the political process.
That's true.
Everyone can stuff envelopes. 1-800-259-9231. So, we got some more emails here, and they're all very good. So we're going to burn through a couple more here. You can email the show, by the way, at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. This is a bit shorter. Another podcast listener, though, from Clint. Hey, guys, I'm a podcast listener, and I enjoy your show every day. You should consider a podcast segment during each show where you read email from us podcasters over the air. I'm usually busy, and I cannot find the time to listen live. I'm sure that's the case with many podcasters. As far as the podcast segment, it's a neat idea, but if we don't have email, then we don't have a segment. And we don't always have emails that are worthy of being read, necessarily. But, Clint, yours is. That's why we're reading it. So, number one, he says, here are his unrelated comments. Number one, on last night's show, you were talking about the government trying to regulate political comments on the Internet. I believe their basic argument is that writing in favor of a candidate close to an election is considered to be a campaign contribution. That is basically what they're saying, the government. Since the contribution has some supposed monetary value, it is illegal to do within a certain time frame of the election.
Right.
Can we turn this into a positive thing? Well, it can't ever be turned into anything positive. You could make the best of it, but here's his suggestion. If someone were to contribute by having a political website prior to the election contribution cutoff day, those contributions should be tax deductible. I wonder how many websites you would have to run before you could deduct all of your income tax burden. Neat idea, Clint, but unfortunately, you obviously haven't been, well, done any, you haven't really done any political maneuvering, I guess. No real campaigning, because if you had, you would know that there are such things as limits. An individual cannot donate more than X amount of dollars to any given campaign. So,
true.
You can't give more than $2,000. So I guess if you made $2,000 in the year, you'd be able to deduct it all, but that, you're not paying taxes if you make $2,000
anyway. A nice $2,000 deduction isn't a bad thing, though.
Right.
I'll tell you that much.
So no, it's not possible, and no, it's certainly not a positive thing. This is bad. This is restriction of freedom of speech, and we need to do everything we can to fight it. Number two, he says gas prices are high again.
God,
personally, and they're going up, aren't they, Manwich?
Yeah, they're continuing to go up.
Personally, he says, I think this is a good thing. How high do you think they'll have to go before Americans wise up and stop buying gas-guzzling vehicles? Hopefully this will have some effect.
It's already having an effect. The SUV sales are down.
Don't these people realize that eventually the wells will run dry? It's completely irresponsible to drive a sub-10 miles per gallon SUV, yet people still buy them. And that's interesting. You're making the point that the market has already responded to the changes in supply. That's how the market works, and it's a good thing. But as far as stopping Americans from buying gas-guzzling vehicles, Clint, weren't you paying attention? California wants to tax you by the mile. So it doesn't really even matter anymore. I mean, even if you, what are they going to do? I mean, if everybody starts buying hydrogen cars or fuel cell cars or battery cars, what are they going to do? How are they going to tax you then? How are they going to pay for the roads? Well, they're going to tax you by the mile. Taxes are still going to be there, and it doesn't matter. I mean, eventually we're going to have an alternative fuel source. I'm not a huge fan of gasoline, and in fact, if it wasn't for government regulation, we'd probably have flying cars by now.
Sure would.
Flying cars that ran off sunlight, for all we know. But unfortunately, we've got this big government in Washington, D.C., and a lot of these people in government have specific interests, whether or not they're a personal interest in that they own an oil company, or they have a huge chunk of an oil company that they have interest in. Or they just have friends who are in the oil business. The government is about something very simple. Our government is about the elite protecting their friends and punishing their enemies.
Yeah, that would be hard to dispute, wouldn't it?
the elite, the rich, the powerful in this country, protecting their friends, doing them favors, granting them subsidies, granting them authority, etc., giving them lavish positions in the government.
You know, it's
and punishing
it's
the people
so commonplace
they don't
like. We don't even think about it.
Punishing the little guy specifically. Even if you're not their enemy, even if you've never crossed paths with these men before, they will punish you by creating regulations to prevent you from getting into their business. And that's another reason why big government really stinks. We want to hear from you, 1-800-259-9231. He says, keep up the great work. Hopefully we'll hear you live someday here in Republican stranglehold South Dakota. And you will.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free, 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Breaking the rules of talk radio on a nightly basis. 6 nights a week. Monday through Friday. We're here from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And then the live Saturday night show from 7 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So join us for every single moment. And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. And join the fun on the bulletin board system. We have got thousands of posts, hundreds of users interacting there. And just like everything on freetalklive.com, it's absolutely free. Manwich. So tonight we've touched on everything from healthcare to gun control to other minor issues. But they all have one thread in common. And that is, there were people trying to convince us tonight that government's good. We need government, and we need regulations. We need health regulations. We need to control guns. We should force people into 2 years military service, blah, 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 blah. Force people to do this. Make people do that. I know what's best. No, you don't. I mean, even if you really did know what was best, you don't have any right whatsoever
to
tell me.
Freedom away.
Well, to tell me to do what you think is best.
Yep. And when you start having governments telling people what to do, they enforce it at the point of a gun. They kill people that don't agree with them. And that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
If I don't agree with the way a certain government program is run and I don't want to pay taxes and I don't want my taxes to go towards that, somebody's going to shoot me at some point or another.
Now, listen. If you don't want to live in a free country, well, there's plenty of them that you can
choose. Yeah, there's
lots
of other options.
I was born in America, and I was told when I was growing up that America's the land of the free. Well, it's supposed to be. See, they were telling me lies. Well, maybe they weren't lying. Maybe they just didn't know themselves that they weren't living in a free country. But, damn it, I've been fooled my whole life into thinking I deserve freedom. In fact, I would argue that most humans desire it. I would argue that it's the human condition to want to be free. Humans yearn. Human beings, especially if you're under control of something, especially if you're underneath some despot's thumb somewhere in the world, you've got a yearning to be able to make your own decisions for yourself. You want, you desire it at a very inner level, a very basic, fundamental level of being a human being, to not be controlled by other human beings. Because as our earlier caller was pointing out this evening, that's all these people are. Just because the cops have a uniform on and a shiny badge doesn't mean that they're a better person than you. It doesn't make them a higher level than you. You're a human and they're a human. Their S stinks too. Always remember that when you're dealing with authority. Who put you in charge? I did, right? Because we supposedly elected these people.
Civil servants.
To supposedly do things that we asked them to do. Not create all kinds of laws and regulations and restrictions that prevent us from being free, sovereign, decision-making individuals. Human beings deserve to be free.
Unless they commit a crime, in which case they deserve to have their freedom
well,
taken
and,
away.
Well, and when you say commit a crime, you mean a violent crime.
A crime against another human being.
A crime that infringes upon the freedoms of another person.
And their property rights.
Well, yeah, because you're free to do as you choose with your property, but if I come in and dump a pile of trash on it, I've just infringed on your freedom.
Yes.
To do as you please with your property. It's time that we got back to these principles. Freedom does work, and we're going to prove it in New Hampshire, the Free State Project, freestateproject.org. This is your show. We're here every night, again, six nights a week. Tomorrow night, we'll be back here, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. You can, of course, shoot us an email in the meantime, stl@freetalklive.com, and feel free to call us on the air anytime. You can always control the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Again, we'll see you tomorrow night, 8 Eastern. In the meantime, get online at freetalklive.com.
If you're tired...